You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. It's now just 4 years since the world of jazz lost one of its most outstanding personalities, Ben Pollack, drummer, vocalist, bandleader. So I'm going to inaugurate a new series I'm calling The Great Big Bands, with a look at some of the great records Ben Pollack made. He was born in Chicago in 1903 and, like many jazz musicians, developed a keen interest in the new music as a teenager. He disregarded his parents' wishes for him to learn the fur trade his father had set up, and before he was 20, he was the drummer, the backbone, you could say, of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Listen to his incisive placing of rhythmic accents behind the solos in the middle of their record of Maple Leaf Rag and the exciting way he carries the band in the last chorus. Rhythm Kings' Maple Leaf Rag, with Leon Rapolo on clarinet and Ben Pollack on drums. Unlike most drummers of those days, Ben Pollack did not restrict himself to cymbal and tap box. He used brushes and the full gear, and like all good drummers, he could be felt rather than heard. His work on the next Rhythm Kings date can be felt and heard, though. He literally swings the much larger band, with its two brass, four reeds and four rhythm, in a commercial number of the day, Mad 'Cause You Treat Me This Way. Thank you. Orleans Rhythm Kings, almost straight but playing with glowing warmth, mad 'cause you treat me this way. After the band broke up and the New Orleans members returned home, Ben Pollack went to California, where he played in various bands for about a year. Then he returned to Chicago, thinking perhaps he should do as his folks wanted. But the chance came to form a band there, and he seized it. The result was a superb orchestra that was recorded on Victor for the next 3 years. One of the first of its records to be issued was this one, He's the Last Word, with vocal work by Hannah and Dorothea Williams, a popular Chicago cabaret act, and with solos by cornetist Earl Baker, trombonist Glenn Miller, clarinetist Benny Goodman, tenor sax man Fud Livingston, and listen to the light, crisp drum work from leader Pollack himself. He really is the last word. The Last Word, a Walter Donaldson number of 1926. At the same session, Ben Pollack and his Californians, as they were called, recorded another number by the same composer, but in a very different mood. It's called You're the One for Me, and although there are no jazz solos, it's interesting for two reasons. The violinist is Victor Young, yet another Ben Pollack man who later became a famous band leader and still later a concertmaster, and there's a vocalist named Ilo Mae Bailey. She's not in the Mildred Bailey or Annette Henshaw class, but she represents a new departure in those days, a girl vocalist with a dance band. Thank you. One for Me, sung by Isla Mae Bailey with a strangely appealing sweet voice, with Ben Pollack and his Californians. The band attracted public attention. It played in the Southmore Hotel and the Black Hawk Inn in Chicago, and its versatility was the talk of Chicago, especially among musicians who had seen and heard them all, from the original Dixieland jazz band to Louis Armstrong at the Sunset Cafe. To show they could produce the real thing, that they were not just typecast purveyors of Tin Pan Alley confections, the Ben Pollack Band recorded Memphis Blues at the end of 1927. It ranks as one of the finest records of the number ever made, certainly by a white band. Memphis Blues. It was one of Ben Pollack's last Chicago recordings. In the spring of 1928, he accepted an offer to bring his band to the Little Club in New York. By now, his hot cornet soloist was Jimmy McPartland, a youngster of 20 who had produced a style of his own after following Bix Beiderbecke into the Wolverines three years or so earlier. And the tenor sax star was now Bud Freeman. Both these giants of jazz have solos on the next record, along with Benny Goodman, aged 18, and the vocalist is Leader Pollack himself. Singapore Sorrows. Thank you.
I hear those Singapore sorrows, Singapore sorrows, stealing around at night. Singapore sorrows, filling each soul with pride. Out through the gloom, they go round to your room. And while you sleep, they just keep right on crooning. Nothing but sadness, nothing but sadness. Why did you go astray? You will find gladness if you just stay away. That's what I heard in that old Chinatown. Singapore sorrows, following you around.
Singapore Sorrows, a weird, almost surrealistic lyric set to a rather trivial tune that becomes a classic of jazz in the hands of Ben Pollack and his Californians. By the time they made their next record, several very important changes had taken place. Glenn Miller had married and preferred to freelance and arrange. His place was taken by a lazy-voiced Texan, Jack Teagarden. Then the band had secured a position in the new Park Central Hotel in New York. With Belle Mann, another girl vocalist, whose sparkling style suited the method of the Ben Pollack band, they recorded great numbers like this. Bye bye for baby. Bye Bye for Baby, featuring Jimmy McPartland, Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman, Belle Mann, and behind them all, giving just the right lift for great jazz performance, Ben Pollack. Then came another offer, to appear with his band in the show Hello Daddy, which opened at the Lou Fields Theatre, New York, on December the 26th, 1928. It ran for nearly 200 performances, and one of the outstanding numbers in the score, by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh, was Futuristic Rhythm. Here is the definitive version, by the Ben Pollack Orchestra, with Ben singing the vocal, but with a different drummer. To replace himself so he could direct the band without having to play, Ben Pollack chose New Orleanian Ray Bauduc. Futuristic Rhythm, as played in Hello Daddy by Ben Pollack and his orchestra. But you can't keep a good jazz man down. When his men went to a rival recording firm to make some real jazz away from the requirements of the patrons of the Park Central Hotel, Ben went with them. And one of the numbers that came from these more informal sessions was this one, Whoopee Stomp.
Thank you.
Whoopee Stomp by the Whoopee Makers, as the Ben Pollack Band was called for the purpose of recording non-commercial numbers. And we're going with the Ben Pollack story after the break. 194.
Warner Brothers, who gave you The Exorcist, now bring you a new monument to terror. You don't know the meaning of fear until you've seen It's Alive. It's Alive, a new breed of film about a new breed of human, different from everything that's come before. It's X Certificate. It's now all over London with Badlands Certificate X. It's Alive. Come see for yourself.
Want to know what's happening on Capital? Read all about your favourite people every Monday in Miss London Weekly, distributed free at Central Tube and Mainline stations. Capital!
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras and the rest of the Ben Pollack story. And it wasn't all sugar and sentiment in the Victor Studios by any means. One of the finest recordings ever made of the blues-tinted number My Kind of Love was made in March 1929 by the Ben Pollack Orchestra from the Park Central Hotel, with the leader singing in the sleepy tea garden manner and the master trombonist himself providing a great obbligato.
Your kind of love, it keeps me believing, although you're deceiving, 'cause my kind of love is one way to paradise. And my kind of lip is your kind of lip, when love comes stealing and courage that feeling, 'cause my kind of love is one way to paradise. Although you're happy today, you may be gone tomorrow. Love comes but once, so don't be a dunce. When you meet it, steal it, beg or borrow, 'cause I'm fond of you and you're fond of me. Now tell me you love me and hug me and squeeze me, 'cause my kind of love is one way to paradise.
My Kind of Love, one of the first records on which Ben Pollack ended up the side with his almost old-world courtesy comment. By the end of 1929, he had lost both Jimmy McPartland and Benny Goodman. Their ultimate replacements were Jack Teagarden's young brother Charlie, aged 18, on trumpet, and Matty Matlock on clarinet. All three can be heard on this one, which has an extraordinary title, Keep Your Undershirt On, and an unusually outspoken lyric.
emotion. Don't go off your nut, I've got a notion. I could love you, but don't get excited. Keep your undershirt on. Maybe I've got stuff you admire, sis. Baby, I'm hot stuff, so remember this. Don't get excited, keep your undershirt on. I always let the girls kiss me if they like it. Oh, and they love it. After I leave them, they're total wrecks. Oh, baby, I'm just full of sex. Though you'll upset me, that's a chance I'll take. Go on and pet me, but for heaven's sakes, don't get excited. Keep your undershirt on.
Keep Your Undershirt On, the last record Ben Pollack made under his original Victor contract. He made fewer and fewer records during the earliest 30s, although he had a magnificent band. In 1933, he lost Jack Teagarden to Paul Whiteman, but his replacement was another Texan with a similar playing and singing style, Joe Harris. This one was issued in England, but it's very rare indeed. Old Mammy Ain't Gonna Sing No More.
Mammy gone away. Oh, Mammy gone away. Bow your heads and pray, Mammy's gone away. Blossoms look so mournful tonight. The moon is steadily shining so bright. There'll be no happy banjos ringing tonight. Old Mammy ain't gonna sing no more. The angels took her up above for the cotton picking to make their ropes as white as snow. They wanted Mammy up above for to make fried chicken. That's why they called her from below. Old Mississippi, he'll be sighing tonight, and pickaninnies, they'll be crying tonight. There'll be no Mammy lullabying tonight. Old Mammy ain't gonna sing no more. Mammy's gone away. Oh, Mammy gone away. Bow your heads and pray. Mammy's gone away. Mammy's gone away.
Joe Harris singing with Ben Pollack's 1933 band, Old Mammy Ain't Gonna Sing No More. That band included men such as Yank Lawson and Charlie Spivak on trumpets, Matty Matlock, Dean Kincaid, Eddie Miller on saxes, Gil Bowers on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, and Ray Burdook still played drums. There was the beginnings of the Bob Crosby band of the late 30s. Before Ben Pollack relinquished them to Bob Crosby via a man named Clark Randall, he augmented them with the great Negro trumpet man Shirley Clay and the splendid trombonist Benny Morton for a very uncommercial session that produced exciting records like this one, Swing Out. Swing Out by the Ben Pollack Band, one of the first to mix white musicians with top Negro talent, another first for Ben Pollack. The same date gave us a fine chance to hear what Ben Pollack could do as a composer. Deep Jungle. Thank you. Ben Pollack's own composition, Deep Jungle, recorded in 1933. By 1936, he'd formed another band, and like his previous ones, this too was full of stars. The trumpet section included Harry James several months before Benny Goodman secured him, and Charlie Spivak returned to his former leader. So did trombonist Glenn Miller, and the great New Orleans clarinet man Irving Fazola was also in the band. Ben himself had reverted to playing drums and singing. He does both on this rather nice little film tune, Through the Courtesy of Love.
Everybody will know that I'm yours wherever you go. Let me offer you this broadcast, the courtesy of love. Don't forget, whatever you do, I'll be there to follow you through with a word of consolation. Courtesy of love. What could there be between you and me to keep us apart? When can I sing the song that will bring the words from my heart? Your desire will be my command. If you need me, I will be standing by. With one heart to give, one life to live, willing to offer all dear, I'll come to you through the courtesy of love.
Notice Glenn Miller there behind the vocal. In 1936, Ben Pollack took his band, now somewhat altered, to Los Angeles, and there over the next 2 years made his last records. He appeared as himself in the films purporting to tell the life stories of Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller, and he also ran a first-class restaurant. But evidently something was seriously wrong somewhere. Maybe the pace was too grueling for a man in his late 60s. But 4 years ago, Ben Pollack committed suicide. I would like to end this tribute to him with one of his last and finest records, featuring him on drums with his old friend from Chicago, Muggsy Spanier, on cornet. Alice Blue Gown. Thank you. May it please you, Ben Pollack. And I hope this first of the great big bands has pleased you. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with some more good music next Sunday, and I look forward to having you with me. Till then, this is Brian Rust wishing you a good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival for the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Yourself for the ultimate horror, Andy Warhol's Blood for Dracula. Only the purist can satisfy Dracula's thirst. Only Warhol can unleash the full horror of Dracula's quest. Only you can tell whether your nerves can stand the strain. Andy Warhol's Blood for Dracula, Certificate X, now at selected ABC and other leading cinemas, and at the New Victoria.
It's 11 o'clock. This is Robin Houston.